First question on your right.
Okay. Hey, Kobe. It's Ramona Shelvin with ESPN Los Angeles. I heard a story from some of the guys in the locker room that you were actually pretty confident and pretty loose coming into this game. Is that right?
Yeah.
How was that? There's quite a bit of pressure on this, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it's, it's part of it. That really doesn't bother me too much.
Was there a danger of coming out in this game being too tight, playing too hard?
Yeah, it is a danger. But we're used to, you know, being in must-win situations. I mean, it's the way we look at it is just a game that we got to win. We've been in must situations before, so we just had to approach it the same way.
When's the last time? I guess maybe Game 7 Houston?
Game 7 against Houston. We had Game 5s, critical Game 5s on our home floor. You know, situations prepared us.
Again on the right.
Media savoring this dream, the Lakers and Celtics go to a Game 7. What does it mean to you? You've never been in a Game 7 in the finals. You're facing the other team that's been the dominant NBA team. It's a classic matchup, obviously, on paper, historically as well. What does it mean to you to be in a Game 7 in the finals, and especially against the Celtics?
No different than me. I hate to be a buzzkill, but it's not. I know it's at stake, but I'm not tripping.
Can you talk about what you... In your mind, in your heart, we all know what's at stake, but what does this Game 7 in the finals mean to you?
It's a game you got to win. Simple as that. I mean, I'm not going crazy over it. You got to take care of business.
Dan, right here.
I mean, I know maybe you're not overly excited about it, but if someone told you before the season, one game at home for the title, you know, what would your thoughts of that have been?
You got to win it.
Would you be happy with that opportunity?
No. You know, it's just the opportunity is not something that makes me happy. It's winning and taking advantage of the opportunity that makes me happy. You know, buzzer goes off and we're not victorious. I'm thankful for the opportunity. Nope.
On the right.
James Allen, AMA 30 KLA. You've been preaching all playoff long about defense. You had to be pretty happy tonight, right?
I was very happy. We did a great job defensively. We kept them out in the middle, kept them out of the paint. You know, did a good job on the boards. It was a solid effort, boss.
Left side. Go ahead.
Kobe, how does the way you won this game affect the mindset going into Game 7? And a lot of the fans are asking, where was this last week?
It doesn't affect it at all. You just got to forget about this game as you forget about a tough loss. You forget about it, move on to the next one.
Back right.
Kobe, the team that's controlled the rebounding has won every game in this series. And tonight, at one point, I think it was 17-4. I think you finished way ahead of them on rebounds. Was that a point of emphasis? Can you talk a little bit about how you controlled the boards, and was that a conscious effort to do that?
It definitely was. You know, we understand the importance of rebounding and, you know, getting to those balls that pop loose. And, you know, you see a lot of guys on the floor tonight and getting after them. And those are things that change the complexity of the game. So something that we're consciously trying to do.
Chris Broussard, ESPN. Kobe, does it take a special mentality or special type of fortitude to be at your best in a Game 7?
I don't think so. I mean, I approach it as going out there and, you know, doing what I always do. You know, it's not because it's a Game 7, you gotta do anything different. I mean, if you play hard all the time, you just got to do the same thing you're accustomed to doing.
Have you seen other players in the league that kind of melt in that situation, though, a Game 7?
Have I personally seen it? No. I personally have not seen it. But, you know, I'm sure it happens. I mean, it's part of it.
Front right.
Kobe, Dave McBenneman, ESPNLosAngeles.com. This kind of reminds us of the team that we saw going into Game 6 in Denver last year, Game 7 against Houston. You kind of had a rough and tumble series and then kind of found something. Did you find that zone this morning? I heard there was a meditation session. Like, were you confident going into it?
Man, I'm confident. You know, but in terms of finding rhythm, I mean, that's a dangerous way to think when you're playing the Celtics. You can't think that way. You know, they made great adjustments. You know, I'm sure they'll make adjustments for the next one.
So what was it, though? Like, what was it, the team, everybody contributing?
We executed extremely well. You didn't see us blow too many assignments and give too many easy opportunities, which we did in Boston. And then on top of that, you know, we had a lot of effort behind the execution. And because of that, we had a big win.
Again, on the right side.
Kobe, Andy Kamenetsky, ESPNLA.com. You got your first rest in the second quarter. You guys had a 15-point lead, and in 3 minutes they moved it to 20 with you on the bench. Given how little help you ended up getting in the last game on both sides of the ball, can you talk about the significance of them doing that without you?
It has nothing to do with the last game. I mean, it's all about, you know, the present, and they did a great job. You know, we have an explosive bench, and you know, they got after it tonight defensively, you know, got to loose balls, got on transition, made big plays, which is something that they're extremely capable of doing.
Kobe, Eric Pincus, Hoops World. Last game was so different, and even throughout the series, the changeover, is it an effort? Is it focus? Why such a flip? You know, both teams, it seems like they have the opposite problems game to game.
For us, it was execution. We didn't execute well. You know, defensively, we just missed a lot of coverages. A lot of it was, you know, what they were doing and the adjustments that they made. It put us in situations where it was compromising our defense. And tonight we made the adjustment and then had the effort to go along with it.
Willie?
Willie May, WBGC Radio. Kobe, talk about Ron helped getting you guys jump started and also the bench play tonight.
Well, Ron played extremely well, you know, at both ends of the ball. You know, he was patient offensively, took the opportunities that were given to him. And, you know, defensively, you know, he made things hard for Paul. I mean, Paul's a tough cover. And, you know, he did a good job on him.
All the way in the back.
Steven Lieberman, the Observer Newspapers, Los Angeles. From your perspective, how much of a disadvantage was it for the Celtics when Perkins got injured?
Well, it's a big disadvantage. I mean, teams are used to playing, you know, with a certain lineup. I mean, it changes. I mean, we've been through that. We've gone through that this year with guys coming in and out of the lineup. You know, and it's tough because you have to adjust. And you know, he's a big presence for them defensively. You know, on the boards, he's a big emotional, you know, leader for the team. And you know, I'm sure it did help him going down.
Anthony on the right.
Anthony Carter, HG Star One News. With Fisher in foul trouble tonight, can you talk about what you got from the three guards off the bench?
Well, I felt that they did a great job defensively. You know, that's always where it starts for us, is the defensive end. And they gave a, you know, great effort, understood their assignments, and you know, and picked Fisher up when he was in foul trouble.
Okay, and then also what you got from Odom and Gasol tonight?
Well, Powell was sensational. He just played a great game, you know, and single coverage, scoring the ball. You know, he was double teamed, made plays for others. And, you know, in Odom, he's just, you know, constant effort, constant energy, you know, the offensive glass, and also pushing the ball in transition. He created a lot of opportunities where he got hockey assists just by pushing the ball.
Vic and Henry, last two questions.
Cole, Confucius was a sage because he had forged the iron will to be a scholar at 15. Allah, the Buddhist maxim, first intention, then enlightenment. Do you sense the squad has the intention to close this thing out on Thursday night, the game 7?
Yeah, you don't have a choice, got to.
And intention?
Intention, yes.
Henry?
As Confucius as I get.
I'm Henry Abbott, ESPN.com. Do you think there's any chance there'll be any surprises in Game 7, or have these two teams shown everything they have to show?
No, I'm sure there will be. You know, Doc's, you know, he's a hell of a coach, a hell of a coaching staff. I'm sure there'll be quite a few wrinkles.
What about from your side?
There'll be someone our end too.
Thank you, Kobe. This concludes the session in here for tonight. Thanks.